Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Strategies when we're praying tactically, we're moving ahead, we're looking up ahead, and we're saying, God, you know, my child who is, let's say you have a teenager, my child is hanging out with the wrong crowd, I ask that you take the appetite, you know, out of their hearts for them to try to fit with the quote-unquote cool kids. May they be at peace with who they are. May they be satisfied with their personality. May they come into alignment with their own quote-unquote spiritual tribe and friends that will pull the best out of them. So that's strategic. So I almost got started praying.
You should do it. It's good.
My kids are adults now, but I just got caught up there in a moment. I can say there's someone in the audience who needs to know how to pray that way, because that's strategy. It's, in other words, I'm going in there as a fighter. I'm fighting for my child's well-being. We're serving the King. And I have a chapter in my book. It's titled, What's Your Rank, Soldier? Because if we are, as Paul tells us, that we ought to endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. That's what he told Timothy. And so if we are soldiers of Christ Jesus, that means we must understand we have a rank in the army of God. And when questioned as to what is your rank, our rank is going to be indicative of how many wars or how many battles we have won through prayer on our knees. And in the same breath, many people want to get promoted in the Lord. We want to be raised up by God. I mean, that's the Christian language. We want God to raise us up. And so my question then is, if you are God and you're the general, what's the basis of raising up a soldier? And if I looked at the natural army as of the United States military, the purpose of raising up someone and increasing their rank is not for that person's sake. It's for the army's sake. They provide a greater benefit to the army. They're able to provide greater assistance to their commanding officer and greater leadership to their peers or to their understudies. Likewise, God is going to think in a very similar way as God the general. He's going to say, if you want me to raise you up, I need you to be able to provide a greater benefit to my kingdom. I need you to provide a greater leadership to other soldiers in my army. I need you to help to raise other soldiers up because you're helping showing them how to be more tactical, using prayer as a defensive weapon, using prayer as an offensive weapon. And so I encourage people that way. And one quick story, I was at a bookstore, you know, several years ago with my older book called The Kneeling Warrior, and just doing some autographs and signing books, and one lady came up to the book table area and looked at the title and read it. That's about prayer, and she's put it down. And I said to her, I said, "You don't like the book?" She said, "Oh, no, I'm good. I pray a lot. I'm good in that area." I said, "Let me ask you one question, ma'am." I said, "How many intercessors have you trained and raised up and developed?" And she looked at me with this quizzical look, and she said, "I've not raised up anyone." I said, "Well, that tells you something about your prayer life. If your life is as strong as it should be, then you'll be raising up others. You'll be replicating and duplicating yourself in others." I said, that's the proof of strength. The proof of strength is not that you're walking around strong. The proof of strength is you're helping others become strong.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.